The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Rough night for Fran McCaffrey from all fans across all Sound Off platforms. What do you make of it, Keith?
Win. Fans defend the coach no matter what. Lose. Coach finds out who his real fans are.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
What's Bugging Andy coming up in about 10 minutes. Andy and I were asked on the Murph and Andy show on Friday, what do we think the Big Four record would be for the weekend on basketball? We both said 3-1.
Safe John, bet.
Yes, that was the logical answer. But it turns out 2-2, and it's the surprise loss that is definitely the talker tonight.
When you lose to the worst team in the conference that you're supposed to beat, it's a bad day.
Sound Off phone lines are open. Chris Jones answering. The number is 515-282-9010. The hot topic, time for Hawkeye fans to panic or just a bad week? 515-282-9010. Give us your live take of what you think. No rules. Murphy's Law. Meltdown alert. Meltdown alert. An ugly home loss to Minnesota and a road loss at lowly Northwestern have fans worried, even mad. It's happening again. That kind of anger. And these losses follow two big boy wins just last week. There's still time to steer out of this skid, but when Northwestern wins its first game of the year, it's not good. Fran McCaffrey had a bad week. Head-scratching substitutions, stubborn rotations, and a team not ready twice. A week ago, McCaffrey made all the right moves, save for his wrong-headedly rude treatment of a reporter, our reporter. It did make for a fun and profitable week at Ray Gun T-shirts. The Cyclones played defense and beat down another top 25 team at Hilton. Some Cyclone fans remain concerned about ISU on the road, but the Big 12 and NCAA tournaments are played on neutral courts. The Monte Morris MVP campaign picked up steam. The guy is so good. He's underrated but fully appreciated by everyone on the Cyclone team. Zach LaVine, you proved the dunk contest still matters. LaVine put on Jordan's Space Jam jersey and threw down galactic dunks. It was spectacular. Watching Kyle Korver hit 7 threes in his first All-Star game and Clint Eastwood direct the year's best movie gives me hope our best work can come in the twilight of our careers. If you're not a Yankees fan, it's hard to find sympathy for baseball's most decorated free-spending team, but A-Rod makes it possible. Yankees. Do not pay this man millions for milestone bonuses that he cheated to reach. Not $1. You ever thought what you'd do if you were young, rich, and famous? The world was your oyster? That's Gronk. Every dang day, that's Gronk. Live it up, Gronk. The Akron Rubber Ducks AA baseball team will hold a Brian Williams Pants on Fire promotion. We all put extra stink on our stories. All my touchdowns are now 99-yarders. But when the joke is you're exaggerating the news, you may not make it back to the desk. At SNL 40, you'll keep me up until 3 a.m. I'm smart enough to not watch while producing Sound Off. Saturday Night Live is a video album of my life. Each year, each cast, each sketch takes me to a time and place. Can't wait.
Keith? I think this very well could be Fran McCaffrey's worst week as a basketball coach. It all started with that childish meltdown with reporters. And for all the Hawkeye fans who still want to defend McCaffrey's rude behavior, please stop. I'm fine with coaches showing fire. I actually like it. But that was not fire or passion or whatever you want to call it. When you insult someone's intelligence and act like a bully, that's uncalled for. On top of that, Fran was blaming our own Michael Admire for something he didn't even do. If you want to accuse someone, know the facts. Hard to imagine, but on the court it actually got worse. Two bad losses. I think Fran made a mistake in the second half today against Northwestern, keeping Adam Woodbury, Aaron White, and Josh Oglesby in the game for such a long stretch. Sure, Oglesby hit a couple shots, but White and Woodbury were a combined 1-for-17 shooting. Gabe Olushanie scored more points, grabbed more rebounds, and made twice as many shots in half the minutes as Woodbury. This team has now lost 5 of their last 7 games. Last season, they lost 7 of their final 8. It feels like a late season collapse is on the horizon. Now, the Hawks still have time to turn it around, but as of now, they look like a team that will be squarely on the bubble when Selection Sunday rolls around.
Plenty of time to still get it right, I think.
6 games left.
Let's do it here. 4-2, I think, does it. And yeah. I still think Iowa will make it. They have some good wins, but we don't know where this team is mentally right now. Are we seeing another meltdown? Let's start it off with Mark and Ankeny. It looks like Hawks. Everybody wants to talk about the Hawks. Sometimes it's the negative that brings the most passion. But, Mark, what do you think?
Right here.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark. You're on.
Mark.
All right. You're going to have to call back. Remember, there's a 7-second delay. Please listen to your phone, not the television. Brett Hawks, what do you think?
I'm just hoping, like you said, that the Hawks don't have a late season meltdown. I'm in West Des Moines, and I'm a first time caller, by the way. Love your show. Listen, I watch it every Sunday. No matter what, go Hawks, man.
All right, Brett, thank you.
We're hoping for no late season collapse, but man, you lose at home to Minnesota with momentum from those 2 wins, then you go to Northwestern, the worst team in the Big Ten, and you just lay an egg.
Where would this team be today without Utoff? He was the one guy keeping it going.
How good is he, too?
He
needs
good.
To shoot 15-plus times a game.
Apparently, because it looked like the other guys didn't want to shoot.
Yeah.
Remember the turnover and everybody kept getting rid of the ball because no one wanted to shoot it or make a play at the rim? John in Des Moines, what do you think?
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. In the post-game, Fran talked about the defense, and he talked about how the offense had opportunities to drop the shot. My observation was the offense, when you're two-thirds through the season, fundamentally you ought to be pretty sound. I'm pretty forgiving when shots don't drop. You have your days when they drop. You have your days when they don't drop. But I guess my pet peeve for last season and so forth and so on is in the half-court offense, to break down the defense, we need to establish a flow and a rhythm, and you do that by passing and whipping that ball around and getting good body movement and get the defense to go sideways. And we looked tentative. When they dribble drove down the inside and tried to get in there, they stopped. They wanted to avoid body contact. They acted afraid of body contact and at least drawing the foul and getting to the foul line. So I wish fundamentally they would just be consistent and try to establish that rhythm and flow consistently. And then your defense will go sideways and your shots will be in rhythm.
John, let me jump in there. I think that is a good assessment. And what he's talking about doing, swinging the ball around, making more passes, mm-hmm. That's what Iowa was doing against Maryland and at Michigan.
Yeah, it looked like Northwestern was playing a little zone today, and Iowa just could not get into the middle of it. And every time they did, how many times did Aaron White get blocked today? It seemed like he'd go in the middle, and Woodbury, too. They'd get inside, and I don't know if they were just no elevation on their shots. They're getting blocked, it seemed like, every time they went inside.
White had 13 rebounds, but he again disappeared as an offensive
force. 1-of-12 shooting,
in,
yeah.
In
they can't have that from a senior.
No, they can't have that. Gary is in Eldora. Gary, what's your take on this?
Well, it just seems like they have no enthusiasm. I mean, they hit a game-tying 3 at the end. There are no high fives jumping around or pats on the back end or anything like that.
Gary, that's a good point. This is twice after the game that Utoff and White have said they weren't ready to go. Well, some of that's on the coach, right?
It's got to be on the coach. Yeah, Fran, you know, someone said that, you know, stop getting mad at the media and stuff like that. Let's get into these players. Get them ready. First half, second half, let's go. These are games they need to win. This is not a team that's 24-2 and can cruise to the postseason.
No, and there's real opportunity to get on a big run here. Time for lookalikes. More calls coming up from Frank on the south side, Matt and Dennison. But we need lookalikes with a local connection. Holly is in for Old Spice. She judges. She's a tough judge. Let's see what happens. Today in Iowa Anchor, Brooke Bauma looks like actress Elizabeth Banks, according to Colin in Des Moines. Holly? That's a no.
Not feeling that one.
I think this next one's a good one. Okay. Iowa wrestler Mike Evans looks like 70s Olympic swimming medalist Mark Spitz, according to Jane in Windsor Heights. Holly? There it is.
The mustache.
We have a match. It's the stash.
You know, one man's big deal is another man's big deal. I'll explain the difference. Here comes What's Bugging Andy.
Join the conversation with Sound Off Nation on Facebook. Many comments on the Hawkeyes. Mike writes, this is getting old. I'm growing tired of coaches who can't coach in game situations. I'm out.
Zach says, said it all year, no true baller. Marble was a baller, but an inconsistent one. He had the stones to take the team on his back. No one on the current Hawk squad is a star, nor will they go anywhere in the tournament because of it.
Christian writes, they still have impressive wins. They were 20-12 last year and got in with no impressive wins. They just need a decent Big Ten tournament and win out the remaining regular season. That's not impossible. No, it's not. This team can still get to the tourney, no doubt about it.
Might be unlikely to win six straight in the regular season.
Based on what we saw this weekend, for sure. No show on local television more consistently proves the definition of confirmation bias than this one. Confirmation bias. Selective thinking, whereby one tends to look for what confirms one's beliefs and to ignore the relevance of what contradicts one's beliefs.
Got it. And with that, here's this week's What's Bugging Andy.
Guys, last week we had ourselves a sports story that was filed into two different classifications at once, and that's something that in a perfect world would be impossible. Let me explain. Fran McCaffrey's post-game comments about Adam Woodbury were of the utmost interest to sports fans and media here in Iowa and across the United States. People called his comments rude, misdirected, and inflammatory. At the same time, another group of people wanted this story ignored altogether. It's not a story. Move on. Are we still talking about this? Well, how can this be? It shouldn't be the case. It's the same story. But I'm here to tell you, one man's big deal is another man's big deal. See, it depends on which word you emphasize and which side of the issue you're on. Adam Woodbury keeps poking opponents in the eye. If you're the opponents, it's a big deal. If you're a Hawkeye fan, it's a big deal. Right? I mean, to Patriots fans, the deflated footballs, heck, the videos of the other teams, all the cheating, those were stories that got blown up by the national media and rekindled by people who are jealous of the Patriots. New England fans want it all to be ignored. That is, unless the Patriots are found innocent of tampering with the footballs, at which point their fans will insist that the big deal is now a big deal. Try as we might, we can't keep people from talking about something simply by insisting that they don't talk about it. In fact, that usually has the opposite effect. Think about it. When you're a kid and you stumble across your very first cuss word, your parents say, don't say that. But you don't say, okay, you say, why? And now it's a big deal. Every big deal in America probably started out as something that someone insisted was not a big deal. At first, Republicans said, Watergate, big deal. But then later said, Monica Lewinsky, that's a big deal. So when McCaffrey was in the press conference and he snapped, next question, he didn't make anyone move on. In fact, he made sure that they didn't. And in the process, he created two deals, both of them very different, both of them big. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Nicely done, Andy. Sound Off continues with Who's in Your Five, my favorite SNL cast members, plus more live calls at 282-9010. Tweet us anytime at SoundOff13. Pete writes, you hit the panic button if you have hope of survival. Today, I am at peace knowing all hope is gone. And the NIT is ahead for the Hawks. Jeez.
Shauna tweets, all they needed was a good ass kicking by Fred and Bowling to get their heads on straight. Ha!
Adam says, there's only a panic button if you had any expectations. Hawk fans haven't had them for years in any sport. Ouch. Who's in your five? My favorite SNL cast members while they were on the show, because after the show, Bill Murray would be an easy number one for me. Number five, Chris Farley. Number four, Eddie Murphy.
Great.
Number three, John Belushi.
Really good.
Number two, Will Ferrell.
Oh,
and my favorite cast member of all time was the MVP, Dan Aykroyd. All right, back to the calls here. Let's start it off with Matt in Denison. Matt, how about something positive? We're getting a lot of negative energy.
Yeah, a lot of tough timing with the Iowa loss here. But I think we need to talk about the little brother syndrome here. You know, I'm a UNI grad. I have two older brothers, so I'm feeling it a little bit now. But can we talk about the fact that UNI has probably been the most consistent program in the last 10 years in the state of Iowa with all these great players? You know, Ali Farouk-Manesh, Eric Coleman, Grant Stout, and now we have, you know, potential MVP in Seth Tuttle. What do you think?
I don't know if I'm prepared to say they've been the most consistent over 10 years, but Iowa and Iowa State had definitely had some real down years there, and Drake has had mostly down years. So off the top of my head,
probably right.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, UNI has had a couple of years by their standards that have been down, but, man, they're back and with authority.
And they're 24-2.
It's unreal. You wish they played a little better competition so you could see them be challenged.
Yeah.
This game was over after 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's the one thing I think you could say with the Panthers is outside of UNI and Wichita State, the MVC is pretty weak. But they look really, really good.
And they're ready to go.
Every game they're ready. They're 13th right now. I bet they jump up to around 11th tomorrow.
And you would see why. Maury, with the Cyclones, Cyclones win by 20 against a top 25 team. Maury, what did you think?
Hey, I was really pleased with the win against West Virginia. I think the thing that I'm most bothered by is the continual Chicken Little syndrome with the Cyclone fans every time they drop one on the road. The Big 12 is unlike any other conference in the country, and I think we just have to embrace the fact that this team is not last year's team. They're growing, they're learning, and I think there's positive things ahead. We're going to find out a lot in Stillwater here coming up. And so Cyclone fans need to keep the pedal down.
Fans overreacting? I've never heard of it, Maury.
Here's what you want if you're an Iowa State fan. You want to get at least one or two road wins before the end of the season.
That'll
kind of calm your nerves a little bit, because while they've looked great at home, they've also looked pretty bad on the road. You got to find that happy medium, get a couple road wins.
Relatively speaking, they're playing good teams
they're
losing.
Yeah.
But the NCAA tournament's not on the road.
No, you're not playing in anybody else's home. You're at a neutral site.
All right, let's take one more quick call here from Frank on the south side, and then we'll get to Becky and Suzanne a little bit later. Frank, go ahead.
Hey, John. You know what's bugging Frank tonight?
What is it, Frank?
Why is Sound Off starting with the slumping season of the Hawkeyes when you and I had a big deal win tonight?
Because
show you and I some love, Sound Off.
Well, we just did. Hopefully you were watching. But this is
not. Start them off with them next time. They had a big win. About to be in the top 10, baby.
We'll start off with what we think the hot topic is, and I think if anything has been proven here tonight, John, the Iowa loss today, it's negative, but absolutely it's the hot topic.
Yeah, I mean, look, you and I beating Missouri State, great win, but did anybody think that you and I was going to lose to a Missouri State team that's under 500?
No.
We expected them to win. We're great. We're glad they won, but Iowa losing to the worst team in the Big Ten is the story.
Absolutely. The calls, the tweets, the Facebook posts, the emails all support that. We understand what you're saying. You want more, you and I. A lot of times that's not what people are talking about, because sports fans tend to react to the unexpected. Many people are outraged. They stripped Chicago of its United States Little League Championship. Right or wrong move? Face off and more of your live takes next. You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. This is a plea to Fran. Could you please use an ounce of your temper and energy on your players instead of officials and the media? The refs are not the ones lacking passion and confidence. Your players are. The media is not responsible for your team sliding closer to an NIT berth. Tim in Des Moines.
What a devastating week, losing at home to the Gophers, then today at Northwestern. Other than Utah, nobody seems willing to step up and take a shot. White is not a three-point shooter. This whole team needs a serious dose of confidence to turn this season around before it's too late. Omar in Austin.
Iowa sucks. Iowa State and UNI are awesome. Tiger Woods sucks, too. Whoever decided that Starburst should make jelly beans deserves a raise. Sorry for mailing it in, but like everyone else, I'm watching the SNL 40th anniversary live from New York. Shane in Marshalltown.
Time for topics. Ping pong. We call it face-off. Keith, Iowa State defensive lineman Mitchell Myers has cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma, which ISU's team physician says is 90% curable. Right. Myers will stay in school and stay with his teammates. You like that move?
I like whatever makes you more mentally prepared to beat cancer down. It's relentless, and even with a 90% cure rate, the 10% is enough to take your breath away. But I like Myers saying he wants to be with his teammates, more brothers for the fight.
Amen. The Little League World Series took away Chicago's United States title. Critics, including Jesse Jackson, say wrong move. Was it wrong?
No, right move. It's too bad kids have to pay for the championship cheating thirst of adults. And the kids did nothing wrong, but the team didn't win fair and square. They had players that shouldn't have been on the team. Must send them the message that rules matter. They'll still have the memories.
You think Cyclone and Hawkeye fans are defensive? They're not even top 10. Sporting News says the most defensive fan base is Florida State. But number two, Steelers. Number three, Cardinals.
Anyone who knows a Steelers or Cardinals fan knows why they're on this list. I think it's in our best interest to not even get started on the Cardinal way.
Cardinal
way. Let's just
move
on.
In an interview with Sports Illustrated, George Niang revealed his celebrity crush is Sean Johnson. And he loves the Spice Girls. Your reaction?
If you want my future, or forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it fast. Now, don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together. We could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, John, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I want you to stop.
Fair enough.
You tweeted a picture you saw on the wall outside of a kindergarten class at Perkins Academy. The self-portrait from Kyle reads, "When I am 100 years old, I will be dead." I've got small kids. Their lack of filter entertains, right?
I love it. We all overthink as we get older, but kids, they're 100% realists and often very funny. Yeah, I probably will be dead, right? Over-under, John, overrated.
Overrated pitchers and catchers reporting. I like baseball, but baseball in February, too early to think about.
Yep.
Underrated slam dunk contest. I still love it, and Zach LaVine was incredible.
It was unbelievable. All right, let's get back to the calls. Start with Becky in Bondurant. Becky, we're here with 60-second sound-off, so one strong thought from you, and we'll get to the next caller, Becky.
Well, I'm just wondering if Fran promised that Woodbury kid when he recruited him that he would start no matter what, because I agree that this Ogle-Shaney has done much better a lot of the time.
A lot of people
Many
feel
people
that way.
That.
Yeah, thank you, Becky.
He should get more minutes.
Suzanne, the end of the Hawks game, your thought?
You know, I'll give you that the Hawks didn't have their best game tonight. But, you know, I think that if Utah would have got the foul called that he needed to have called, that guy tested him. He needed a foul called. It could have gone that the game would have been over in regulation.
It was a really physical game. Thank you for the call. Jared?
Yeah, the win from Minnesota took a real beat, but no, now Northwestern, seriously?
Seriously, it happened, yeah. Casey and Altoona?
Hey, I'm just disappointed in White's leadership and not taking big shots down the stretch, but then I look at you and I, great teams find a way to win even when they're not playing the best, and then Iowa just can't seem to do that.
You and I is fantastic.
24-2.
It's a fun team to watch. Cheeser, you'll get the final word, my friend.
Hey, Keith, how are you, bud?
I am good, bud.
Hey, Iowa State needs to start winning on the road. I'm not going to give up on them. They need to start playing Cyclone basketball. I have a good heart for them, don't I?
You do have a
good heart.
The Cyclones, by the way, 2-2 on neutral court. Several people, I guess, have tweeted about that. That'll do it for us. We're back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Muscatine swimmer Alex Walton wins state, sets a record, and celebrates with his mom.
Cool.
We have our record board has the state records on it at our home pool. I've been just staring at that for I don't know how long. It just feels great to finally beat it. I figured it'd take like an act of God to beat it, so I didn't think there was anywhere possible I was gonna get it, but then I saw the time and I just couldn't believe it. I ran upstairs and hugged my mom.
Why was that important?
Well, she's always been there for me, and she's always helps. I just love it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.